A wonderful good morning to the northern part of Germany, and I'm so happy that I have Gretel Niemeyer here. And we want to talk about things they probably can trigger people, but hopefully it will help you. And I would love if you just could introduce yourself. Who is Gretel? What moves
That's a huge
you?
question. So moin from the northern part, moin and good morning, as you said. I think it's always difficult to know where to start. So business-wise, I'm a sales coach. I teach women how to sell, how to create their offers, how to sell them, how to feel good in their self-employment. On the other side, I'm a very sporty person. I love yoga, I love swimming, I love CrossFit. I'm a mother of two. I'm a Northern Light, as you say, so I'm a pretty direct person, but nonetheless very caring and very nice, I would say. Yet I'm a recovering people pleaser, so I'm 41 years old, so sort of have my, in German you would say Muster, patterns. I think in English you have your patterns, and I'm slowly but surely getting out of those. So yeah, it's a multitude of things that I am actually.
So wonderful. And maybe we want to just like dive right in, because before we had just like a little chat. We were talking about your wonderful earrings because I enjoyed the color and just like the whole thing of you here and also your nails. And then we just like, please get really started right away that for women, this is so important to be themselves. And it's not so
Absolutely.
easy. I'm speaking out of experience. So, do you have any tips or advices, or how did you make that? Because you told me that it was a woman as well that told you that doesn't match, like the fingernails. So, you shouldn't do that. So, how did you overcome that shitty experience to be yourself?
I mean, it sounds funny, you know, that we talk about nail polish. I was
Yes.
like, oh my God, do I really want to do it? But I think it somehow shows those patterns that we're used to. So just to explain it to the listeners, I have this neon yellow nail polish. It's really screaming in your face when you see it. And I've wanted it already 3 years ago or 2 years ago. And I went to this nail shop, and the lady was like, "Ah, this color doesn't look good on you. You know, you're too white, too pale. It won't look good. Choose another one." And I chose another one. And yet yesterday I went to a nail shop, and for weeks I've been thinking, "I want this stupid yellow color. And if it doesn't match, that's okay. But I want this. I want this. I want this." And it may sound stupid to you because I'm this 41-year-old woman who thinks about the nail polish. But what it shows is that we're so used to other people judging us, other people telling us our hair's too short, our ass is too fat, our nail polish doesn't fit, we shouldn't have a tattoo, whatever it may be. And often it's things that we can't change quickly. So we're so used to being judged that it's difficult to find our own voice. And for me, really, my end 30s were the moment where I realized, okay, either I'm bossing up now as a person and as a business person, or I'll never do it. You'll never be ready. You know, when's the right time to be yourself? Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it 50? Is it 60? Will you not at 50 or 60 then say, oh, now it's too late? You know, it's always too early or too late. You have too little experience or expertise or too much and can't get out of the pattern. And I think this realization, this realization of, hey, well, it's not the way I want it, and I'm the only one who can change it. And it might hurt, and some people might not like it, and some people will love it, like you in this case of the nail.
I celebrate you.
And both is okay. But, you know, it's this thing of being okay with yourself first.
I'm just like so happy because we literally had no title for the podcast. We just like we started with something, and I love that it can really, it unfolds right now. And I realized, I don't know, I'm now 49 years old. Took me a little bit longer. I'm still recovering from absolutely adapting to the outside world and to please and like not to be visible in a way which maybe would more serve my purpose. And I realized it's around about 1 year that there is some clothing I don't want to use anymore, or at last, like today, it's so funny because for the first time in, I don't know, weeks, I'm wearing a jeans. So I started to wear, like, really for me, like soft things on my skin. I'm wearing no bra at all because I don't like it. And I got started with that when I was in Hawaii because no one cares. You know what I mean? When you're here in Germany, I feel like everyone is looking at you. You know, and so
Pretty judgy, yeah.
I'm walking bare feet a lot. And so the people look at my feet like, oh my God, did she just like forget her shoes? No, I just love to do that. So, and then people like they speak to you, say, oh, can I help you? Do you need help? And so no, I'm just like, you know, that like the normal pretty things. It's like we are so far away from nature, but this is like another topic which really moves me inside of me. So I started 1 year ago really to figure out was it what I want to wear. And you had that wonderful pink lipstick. And I have the cover for my podcast is pink. And I realized I love that colorful things. I love it to be. Yesterday I bought a bottle and I put it here because I like just like the color. I don't want to make like merchandising out of it, but it makes me happy. The yellow, it stands for me for the sun. It's the sun and it makes something with our mood. And so I remembered when I guess I was around about 19 years old, 18, 19. And I wanted to express myself. I worked in an insurance company and I did there I think I was 18 because I was still a trainee. So, and I tried to express myself and I had like, I don't know, my hair, I don't know the expression now in English, geflochtene Zöpfe, like, you know,
Braids.
like,
Braids.
Yeah, like braids, and I had a black lac mantle running out of English right now. It's like, you know,
No idea.
a black, like, it's like a specific material, and the shoes were fitting. And it was for me like, yeah, it was a really sensitive phase. I wanted to show up and to express. And so what happened at work was that I got a letter from the internal post system from that company, and there was a painting of me with my hair and my clothing. And I really don't want to dive too deep into the painting. I just can tell you it was really embarrassing, maybe more for the person than for me. And the text was not nice. So, and that, it smashed me to the ground. So it was for me like, oh my God, please do not ever wear something that could hurt you because it hurt me. So I started always to think about, okay, but which color does not trigger people? Okay, it's blue. So if you have like an interview or something, just wear blue.
And you'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be fine. And like your hair, and maybe not open because then people can think you know, whatever. So it was like, and it took me now. Sorry to say that all around fucking 30 years to come back to myself. So my thing is really people help to find their own identity. I mean, you are like a saleswoman. You teach people how they really build up her own business. And I think it's so important that you're not a fake version of yourself, so your true self. So
Totally.
what can we do really to express ourselves and give not any tiny little shit about what other people say? And also to feel safe because I did not feel safe anymore because it was too painful when I was 18.
Well, I think it always also depends on the expectations that you have. So if right now you're at a stage, let's talk about the sales part, it's because I totally relate to your part of it took me fucking 30 years. Also, I said like 3 or 4 years ago, I said like I'm done with putting my light under the German, it's say das Licht unter den Scheffel stellen. So to put my light or to dim my light, I'm done dimming my light, because this is also what you learn at a certain point of time, and this is exactly what you did. Somebody wasn't happy or was triggered, whatever. So you dimmed your light to not bother anyone and to be safe. And obviously, if you want to go out and sell something because you're self-employed and you have this brilliant idea, you will be judged. So if you're, I think the wrongest thing that you can do as a self-employed person, a freelancer, whatever, the wrongest thing that you can do is to create something or to have the expectation to create something that nobody will, that everybody will be sort of fine with. Because if I create an offer that everybody, nobody complains about, but also nobody's really passionate about, then that's, I call that like a Teflon pan. This is like nobody really has any emotion about it. So nobody will actually buy it. And you will also not have an emotion about it because it's just some mediocre shit. And nobody wants mediocre shit. So the thing is, first of all, the realization of only if you manage to somehow go out with an offer in this case that shows your values, that shows, a real transformation, that shows something that you really change for the people who want to work with, who want to work with you, then actually you have a chance to sell it. Then also we say, the first sale is to yourself. Only if you yourself think, wow, that's a really cool thing, I would buy it. The price is completely legit, even too low. And so somebody who doesn't buy it really is a stupid person. So, this is sort of the attitude that you may get to, or you should get to at some point if you're self-employed and you're selling something. But now there's this expectations part that I mentioned in the beginning of my answer. I think that if you're at a point where you don't have experience, don't have positive experience, where you might not have the pure knowledge of how to sell, or the pure knowledge in your case of how to feel well with yourself, then the expectation of, oh, it will all be so easy and I'll be in my flow and people come to me magnetically. I mean, this is so far off your reality that your body won't believe it and your mind won't believe it and it will not happen. And just by sitting there and waiting for you to be in this stage of everything's fine and I'm excited about my offer, that won't happen. So get the expectations down. Get the expectations in your case down to, okay, I'll make one step towards the new me. Maybe, first of all, I'll define one area of my life where I want to be a different me. And then I'll define the different steps that bring me there. And then I'll go one step at a time. And if I'm exhausted, I will sit down, I will relax, I will, get my energy, and I will then take the next step. But I will write down what I did and how brave I was, and I will sort of cherish what I've done. And again, it's the same when you're in sales. It's like, first of all, create this offer, create an offer in this case that you really like. Of course, that you've done your research and the market, blah, blah, blah. But it will always happen that as soon as you go out with something, you get visible with something, people will have an opinion. Oh, it's too expensive, or you should also do this, or why don't you do XYZ? I've seen something similar there. Why don't you do it in a group version instead of a one-on-one? Whatever. And it's always people who have no fucking clue. So, again, the first step is to be fine with yourself, be fine with what you created, be fine with the price, and then do one step at a time, and also a little bit take your time.
Thank you so much. And this is This is so funny because I just like what pops up. I had a conversation with someone and he just like asked me about my business and also like the podcast and like never was self-employed at all. And oh, this is really that happened, the people that they have like expectations how self-employment or a podcast should go. I never did like a podcast before, so I just like get started with someone and then something and then it changes. And then I just like look at it or do I have fun with it? And so like I don't know, last week, 2 weeks ago, I decided, okay, I don't want to do it weekly. I want to do it bi-weekly. So you get just like, this is what I want to put out, my experience. It's like get started with something and then try. And for me, in the last, I don't know, I've been self-employed for around about like 10 years, like part-time and full-time. It was like trial and error a lot. So and also not to overwhelm yourself and keep the expectations low and keep the flow low in a sense of don't have the expectations and you have to be in a flow. I mean, my claim is creativity, empathy, flow. So I thought, oh, I have to figure out how that goes, that I'm 24 hours in a flow. And it put so much pressure on me that it didn't
Totally.
work. So, because flow is nothing, you can just like, it does not work that you put pressure on yourself. It can't flow. It does not work.
But I mean, I wouldn't even say keep expectations low. I think I would say keep expectations in a realistic and ambitious way, because it's a different thing. I mean, I'm working with, I don't know, I've been working with 250 women in different areas of their businesses. And I think it makes a difference if you say, oh well, I'll see if in 3 years I make money with my self-employment, that's fine. And others will say, no, it has to work this year. I have to make this amount of money, and if I don't, then I'll go for a job. And both ways are fine in a way, but you need to, if you want to go faster, then you need to have some sort of support. At least you need to understand that it sort of comes at a cost. The one solution where you take 3 years, the cost is it takes me 3 years. I'll figure it out. I'll go at my pace. I'll do it on my own, and so on. Fine, but it will take 3 years. And it also, in a way, the cost is also the 3 years where you could have made money. And the other solution is, okay, I'll find somebody. It can be a coach, but it can also be a sparings partner. It doesn't have to be a paid version. But there's a different sort of commitment. There's like saying, okay, in a year from now, I want to be at this point. Which knowledge am I lacking? Which part of actually doing the steps am I not doing if nobody kicks my ass? So, then when you realize, okay, what I actually need, the kind of support, and that may cost a few thousand euros or whatever, but then that's also the investment in not having to take 3 years in getting there. And both ways are fine. I would always say, find out what you want and be honest with yourself. Because I hear it so often that people say, oh, I don't need that much money, or it's fine if it takes more time, or whatever. It's okay if that's really true. But then again, if I realize, hey, money is also something that can do a lot of good in this world, a lot of people use money to do a lot of bad things. So we need some good money usage on the other side. And to do that, we actually need to earn money. So it's like really find out what's the true thing that you're telling yourself. What's the true thing that you want to reach? And be it because you have a business, be it what you want to do out of your life. But yeah, I think one of the first things is to cut the crap when you talk to yourself.
And what I also like, I am a big fan of balance. So whether it's like not spending too much time, but also not to put too much pressure on you. And so where is that zone that you feel like safe and then you can little by little just like really try to hold with your body the discomfort.
Yeah.
Because when you like invest into something, and I experienced that, you invest something. And maybe probably you don't have much money, it makes something with your nervous system. So just like talk to yourself, is that okay? Can we handle that? And
Yeah.
this is pure discomfort. And then you manage something, and then you say, oh my God, I paid that back. I made it. So, and then you get like trust in yourself, and then you can move on and maybe do just like the next step. So just like, yeah, really trust in yourself, and also like, yeah, to have support.
Yeah. And I mean, this might be a very hard cut here, but also one disclaimer that I want to have pointed out in this podcast is
Yes.
please take your time when taking big decisions.
Yes.
Because what I see a lot, I mean, not in personal development, but especially in business programs, I'm talking to so many people who've, taken decisions on investing in a program in the middle of a sales call and with like the, as you say in German, like the pistol on your chest.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, you have to pay it now. And where's your credit card details and so on. I mean, no judgment at all here, because I know that these people work with all psychological tricks that are out there. But please, take breath, get back to yourself, take time for yourself to take decisions, whatever decision it may be. I mean, also, if you like separate from somebody or whatever, you don't do that like overnight, right? It's a thing that grows. And also, when we invest in something, when you buy a house or when you even when you move, you take times to you take nights to sleep over it. Please also do it when you think about investing in a program.
Of course, and I think that we have a really intelligent system when we are connected to ourselves. Is this really for me handlebar? Can
Yeah.
I handle that?
Can I handle that? Yes.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes time. It's like what I love is like, I like to put out questions into my system, and I won't get the answer right away, but it works inside of me. And so I feel like, okay, good, maybe it takes a couple of days and the answer then pops up. Or I have all the voices inside of me, like talking maybe to your body, talking to your brain, talking to your inner child, talking to your nervous system, like how you feel with that. So, and yeah, it's like I always imagine that we have like an outer team and we have an inner team. And I just can move forward if I have like everyone on my side. And I can't just like, as you said, like just like crack down that anxiety part because it's there.
Yeah.
Just like, can I handle that? Can I regulate myself? Can I deal with that I have like to pay, I don't know, something, and is that amount of money like for me okay?
Totally.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We started with that nail color, and we started with probably identity, which has to be explored and which is a process. And to be yourself, to put yourself out into the world, to create something which really is like something you really can own. I have like a picture, you embrace that. And you also, I think when you sell something, so in my kind of business, it's so important for me that I live what I preach. So, and this is also a process. And what also pops up is like the word branding. So if I am self-employed and I have a business, I have a brand. And I can just like have someone who helps me, or just like have like, okay, I like pink, and then I create my website, and this is pink, and I have like those letters, and I have like that everything combines, the look and feel is perfect. But I feel like this is not something which is from 0 to 100, it's something that develops. Do you have the same experience? So if I look
Yeah.
like I have like now for the fifth website, you know, it's like I have like the fifth design. So I change. So
Yeah.
you have, or do you just like want to put out your experience? How did you do
Yeah.
that?
Well, one of the most or one of the biggest learning I think for most of my clients is that they initially spend way too much time around their branding. You know, it's like Again, I'm a brand now. Okay, that sounds weird because I've just been a normal person and I'm still myself. I'm a brand now, and it has to be perfect so that I don't get bullied by anyone. So many of my clients before starting to work with me, they spend hours and weeks and even months on their work, on their website, on their colors, even their logo. I mean, imagine that. You don't even have an offer yet. You haven't sold anything, but you work on your logo and you think about whether this part is in your logo or another one.
I have people, they have no logo at all, and they just like su successful.
I
So
still have our logo is still something just by the just our writing type, our letters, and it's just Laura and Gretel, and that's it. And then there are some waves, and some virtual assistant made it 5 years ago. And that's the thing. I think that people overthink this branding and positioning part. I'm such a big fan of making reality checks, of going out and actually checking what I want to sell. And besides, it's when it's about when it's, for example, about the colors, it's also about what you like, but it's also about the persons and the people you want to attract. Just because you like, let's imagine you love pink, it's totally your thing, but you want to attract some male, traditional Bavarian, whatever, politicians. Probably their color of attraction will not be pink, So it also depends on we should be able to sort of separate our private version from our professional version if it doesn't go super tight together. I mean, you see a lot of the personal Gretel when you look at me. I mean, it's not like I completely changed my colors or something, but also would my website in that case now be neon yellow and so on? No, because I'm working with some women who are just as loud and screamy and whatever that I am. And then I'm also working with some more introvert person. I'm working with some that have different, that have a way different personality that I am, that I have. And I also want to, be recognizable by them. So I think it's this question. A lot of people make their business like an extension of their private life. And I don't think that's necessarily the right way. It can be, but it's not necessarily the right way. Plus, they are so scared of doing something wrong when they get visible that they try to control everything when it gets to being visible. The social media feed and the website and the flyers and the business cards and whatever. And all that is not needed, at least not everything in the beginning. When you don't even know if this business idea will stick around. So, yeah.
Totally. And I have like a picture or an imagination of a relationship you probably have with your clients or your future clients. So when you go into a relationship, of course, it is really not impossible that you can hold on to what you want to have all the time. You also have to look out what does my partner needs. So, and then it has to be a match. And I think when it matches, then it comes to sales. Could we point it out like that?
Totally. And I mean, it doesn't mean that, for example, colors I really don't like are orange and green. I wouldn't say if somebody at least green on a website or something. So if somebody said, well, in order to attract your clients, your website needs to be orange and green, then I'd say, you know what? That's so totally not me that I'd think somebody buys something that's not me. And especially if we're a personal brand, there needs to be a match. So I'm not saying, again, dim your light, be as likable as possible and so on. But all I'm saying is like, it's not like your self-employment, your business is not your hobby where you're putting everything in. If it was mine, I'd probably put some glitter on a lot of things, and I'm just a very sparkly person. But also I see that sometimes people also say, I want to be super professional, and then they don't dare to speak the way they would actually speak to their clients. So they have this discrepancy in their minds of, now I'm professional, now I need to use another language. And that's something even too professional for their clients. So all I'm saying is that it has to be a match, and it has to be a match with your potential clients, but obviously also with yourself, because else you won't be able to keep it up. You won't be able to have it in a real way. You won't be, your integrity will go down the drain. And that's not the intention, obviously.
What also pops up is like the word trust. When we talk about ourselves and how we want to express, we need trust in ourselves. And also that like the clients trust what we do, that we really want to serve. So I think this is related too. So if I don't have like trust in myself, maybe my counterpart feels that. She's not trusting what she's doing. So how can we build up trust, basically?
Well, I think building trust is like a how do you say that in some? It's like a sum of doing little things again and again and again. And it's like, knowing your values and living after your values. So for example, in my business program, we say, hey, and if anything happens in your life, if anything big bad happens and life does happen, then, you can pause. You can pause and can come back 2 months later or something. That's something, that's one of the core values that we live. We only want to have people, or we want to work with people when they're actually in the state that they are able to do the job. We don't lock anybody in our program. We don't, we don't, we let people out when we feel like it's not the right thing for them. That's a human thing to do in business life that many people don't do. And this is how you create trust, or you build trust over time, because you take the right decisions that go in line with your values. Building trust is nothing that happens overnight, but it's something that, as we say, being or having your own business is like a personal development deluxe. And this is what you do by every little decision that you take. And you're super allowed here and there to talk about it, because also that's something women often don't do. We're doing so many good things out there, and we don't talk about it because we've been taught to be modest, don't talk about it, don't put yourself first, don't say what a cool person you are. But if you are a cool person and you did something nice, or you were successful with something, go out and say it. And I'm not saying, hey, I've made this much money and blah, 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 blah. That's not what I mean. But become visible as the cool as fuck person that you are.
Thank you so much. Just like have a look at the clock because you have limited time. You were talking about your coaching program and you have a wonderful partner you work with. Do you want to share with the audience your passion for your work and what you do with your partner?
Yeah, sure. So my business partner slash best friend's called Laura, and she's a psychologist. And actually, we've created the program. It's called Smash It, 5 years ago, because we thought, hey, what would we need? What would we have needed as people starting out a business or already running and wanting to scale a business? What is it that we would need? And we've created this program, which is a combination of actually the pure, oh God, how do you say it in English? In German, it's Handwerk. It's actually the part of,
What a handyman does, like a handyman does,
What are the skills actually? What are the pure skills that you need in business? Plus, what's the mindset part? Because, we have those mind fucks that jump on our shoulders all the time that tell us you're too expensive, you're not good enough, you're too loud, you're not loud enough. Why do you think that you should be doing that? The others are so much better than you are, whatever. Insert your mind fucks here because we all have some. And so we created the 6-month program, which is a combination of both, plus has all the layer of, and we create the for you fitting structure for your business in this time. So, if you need a CRM system, we'll work on it. If you need a lead list, we'll work on it. If you need some contract or whatever, we'll create it together. But we don't create thousands of things in the beginning, but we go like step by step. And we always look, what do you need right now to reach the goals that you've set in the beginning? And it's not only Laura and me, we're actually a team of six that take care of about 40 women from the different industries. And yeah, I'm super happy because we are very, very close to our ladies. They all, mostly, most of them, earn money with the offers that they create. We really push them to jump over their shadows, as you would say in German, to actually do the right work, but at their pace and in their way. Because I don't think that there's one specific way of doing business or selling or creating an offer. I think it depends so much on yourself, that you always have to take yourself and your personality into consideration.
That's wonderful. And as the audience can hear, you are multilingual, so you can like help people from all around the world if like they want to get in touch with you.
Yes, thank you.
This is so wonderful, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and your experience. It means a lot to me and hopefully outside for the people, because we just like probably talk about 45 minutes, but it's not like the 45 minutes. This is years or decades of experience. So thank you so much, because it has such a great value.
Thank you so much for your beautiful questions and the room and the energy you give in this podcast.
And we put all your offers in the show notes below the video so the people can find you. And you have like an Instagram account. So it's little Niedermeyer, I guess. And you have a website. Do you want to put out the name of the website so maybe the people then can hear it and look after?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yes, you can find me on Instagram. That's Gretel Niemeyer. And then the website would be Laura and Well, it's in German, Laura und UND Gretel.de. Exactly.
Maybe then there's some German folks that just like want to type in right away and look on your website. Thank you so much. I'm sending you a very big hug to the northern part of Germany and for your time.
Thank you, Doris. It was lovely.
Bye, bon.